A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Mother's Day is just around the corner, and Macy's has the gift guide for you. My mom is definitely a fashionista, but she also loves cooking. I love getting her something that brings in both elements, something really girly, and then I always add to her cooking sets. And Macy's just has everything in all the top gifts, from Dolce & Gabbana perfume to handbags and gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. You can shop by price from $25 and under to $100 and under. Go to Macy's.com/giftfinder. For your Mother's Day gift, remember, it's just around the corner.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, my giggly grandmas? That's how I feel. It's Monday.
Wow, I was so close to guessing it, because you know how I guess it every time, like try and guess what you're
going to... What were you thinking?
Giggly gals, I don't know. Kind of close to grandma.
I just envisioned us in 50 years being like, apparently.
I think it's because I'm wearing a robe that like, it looks so grandma-ish.
You look like you just need a cigar and a scotch, and you're like, back in my day.
I just showered for the first time in like 3 days.
Obsessed with that. I have watched so much good TV to catch up on. We have so much front page news, and we have like life updates. What a wild episode we're about to have. Strap in.
Seriously, buckle up.
You were in a wedding?
Oh my god. Okay, so remember how I was like, oh, I don't know anyone, like it's gonna be so weird, like yeah. I hate doing this. I had probably the best time I've ever had at a wedding. I had so much fun. Yeah. Craig's college girlfriends, I mean, they're all like married and have children. So like they were out for the night.
They're going off.
Yeah, they were going off. So we had so much fun. And then as much as like I want Giggly Squad to be like a pyramid scheme and a cult, which it pretty much is, I realized at the wedding, it's actually an underground society, like a secret society.
Oh, fully.
Because I was walking to the bathroom at one point, and one of the waitresses was just like, huge Giggly Squad fan, like in passing. And it was, I was like, thank you so much.
And those then are my favorites, like when you're in the elevator and they're like, Giggler here. And
I'm love
like,
your work.
Hello, Giggler. Handmaid's Tale?
Yeah.
Do you know how they greet each other?
No, what do they say? Is it like a... I like stopped watching it because it felt too like creepy and real.
Blessed be the fruit under his eye.
No, literally, we have to come up with something that like when you know someone else is a giggler, like because I was like fully ready to like whip out a secret handshake.
Yep. Blessed be the pair. That's a throwback.
Blessed be the pair. And then two girls came up to me that were like guests at the wedding. And I talked to them for, like, the longest time ever. I mean, I was so hammered. I don't know what we even talked about. We talked about, like, having babies or something crazy.
No, Giggly Squad is fully, like, we've lost control in the best way possible. Like, we've done reality TV. We've done, like, a lot of things. I've never had the kind of reaction with Giggly Squad.
Oh, my God. Craig and I flew, when we flew home from Mexico, it was, like, one of definitely top three worst flying experiences I've ever had. Like, I almost started crying. Like, I had a full panic attack. I ripped my mask off because I
couldn't, I literally was like dry heaving. And he was like, you have to calm down. Like, you have to figure it out. And it was like, you ever,
why are you like, acting, you know, he put his headphones in and he was ignoring you.
He literally shut his eyes and like let me squeeze his hand, and I was like, thanks for not leaving me for dead this time.
You were like, does anyone know this woman? She needs help. Can someone help her?
I am Mrs. Iglesia.
Hilaria.
Why did we just?
I thought you were telling a story about the flying.
Oh, I kind of like finished it. Yeah, then I started to get nervous.
We also fly. Like, I fly every week.
Yeah, you do.
So, and I am getting of that age where my lower back is killing me for no reason. I was in a middle seat. Oh, Lord have mercy. I was done for 4 days. I had a hunch. I was the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
The middle seats are the worst, unless like you know the people you're flying.
No,
like,
I don't care how much I like you. I don't want to sit in between you.
No, I got it. I have a great airport story. We were flying back from Mexico, and we were in the like clear line, and we're like doing like the thing, whatever. Mm-hmm. And the lady that was helping me looks at me, and she goes, like, whispers it. She's like, and Craig is like at the next like station next to me doing his, and she's like, "Are you a minor?" And like, I didn't know, like, it was like I didn't know English. I was like, "What? A what?" And she was like, "How old are you?" And I was like, "I'm 29." And she like looked at me like I was lying. And I was like, "I don't know." She was like, "Oh." And then she goes, "How old is he?" And I was like, "34." And I think she legitimately thought that Craig was sex trafficking me, because when we walked up, Craig is like so much taller than me, but my arms are so long that like I actually have never been able to like hold hands with a boyfriend ever, because we don't line up. Like, it's just not gonna line up. I can't like bend my wrist that way. So he ends up just like holding my wrist, because that's like the most comfortable, and I actually like enjoy that more. So
that
walking
so
up,
controlling. That's controlling. Like,
yeah, it looked like he was just like holding me, like, you stay here. And I had like a pink baseball hat on and like a white sweatsuit,
and
she
like,
was
no
like,
makeup.
"How? No makeup." And she was like, "How old is he?" And I was like, "I think he's like 34." And then he walked over, and she was like, "Sorry, you just looked so young." And then I was like, "Oh my god, thank you so much. I do
like,
use
if you
an
need
eye
skincare
cream
routine." Do you realize that is hilarious? Because once I took a story of Dez like just had his hand on my forearm, and I was like, "Is this cute or controlling?"
Yeah, like cute. Yeah, that's like their
forearm
new thing.
Controlling
cute or controlling
fingers cute. It's like when you're flirting with a guy. If you touch his shoulder, you're not flirting. You touch his elbow, you want to fuck.
Interesting. See, I think like if you're flirting with a guy and you like touch right here, like between the shoulder and the elbow, you're
yeah,
trying to bang.
That's sexual.
That's sexual.
But shoulder is not.
Yeah, okay, I could see that. I could
if
see
you
that.
Get
I don't,
on the shoulder, that's like, bro.
I don't know if I've ever touched a guy's elbow though.
Elbow area.
Just out here squeezing
you
elbows.
Just, like, you just pull like the little foreskin on the elbow and you just flick it.
You just give him a wet willy and then he knows it's on.
By the way, that clear story happened exactly to me, except not because Dez was holding my forearm. It's because Dez has gray hair and I was wearing no makeup, and she goes, "Are you a minor?" And Dez was laughing so fucking hard. And they always go, "How old is your daughter?" And shit like
oh
that.
Oh my god.
And it's so funny. And then I'm like, "Can you pay for this?"
Yeah, I love that.
Okay. I have to talk about something that kept me up until 3 a.m. last night. I'm not proud of it.
Okay.
But there's something happening on social media that we have to talk about. There's a girl who's a dancer. She used to have 3 million followers with her sister on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Who her family recently went on TikTok and said, "Our sister got married to this man who's in this like dance company who's
okay.
part of a church, and she hasn't spoken to us in almost a year, and they got married and didn't invite us, and we think she's part of a cult."
Hannah, this is your dream.
So you know I was about to don't fuck with cats this shit. I was about to get like multiple screens. So this, but this girl then came out with just like writing on TikTok being like, I am not in a cult, which is what they always
classic,
say.
Classic cult jargon.
Classic cult behavior. But she did say like, I got in a fight with my sister and like, they're not supportive of me. And like,
how old are they?
20s, early 20s. Okay. But she is part of this church. And then other people said other dancers have cut off contact with their family. And, but the thing is, I looked into it. I don't know. But then she just goes on live and someone kept being like, raise your hand if you need help. And she like awkwardly raised her hand. But these are all like kind of conspiracy theory things.
I love conspiracy theories.
Her name is Miranda Derrick. And the interesting thing about it is they're like big dancers. Like she has 800,000 followers. Wow. And she cut it off with her sister. But then people are like, why is she writing on TikTok?
Suspicious.
That she's not in a cult. Why doesn't she just say it? And then her and her sister, when they broke up, the sister was just like, oh, she's made like other choices. Like the whole thing is just like super.
Wow. I can't wait to deep dive
into
this.
We have to
deep
dive. It's called 7M Films. And then people talk about how the dance community is culty overall. So we're taking down the whole dance community. And this is a thing. And I want you guys to look into it. It's Miranda Derrick.
This is why I've never danced.
Yeah. Dancing's dangerous for so many reasons.
And like we're just also not good at it, so that's me justifying it. I'm like, you guys are a cult.
I'm be honest, I have no memory of ever seeing you dance.
I've never danced. I don't dance.
Like, how have you, but like I know you do dance. I just don't have a memory of it.
Okay. This is another thing at the wedding. Craig and I are so awkward sometimes when we're like. Like a slow song came on and like normally like couples like start dancing and we like looked at each other and we're like losers and we're like let's go to the bar, but like I think we danced for literally 2 seconds and we were like this is just so not us, like let's go take a shot or something. I can't dance when people are telling me to dance.
You're just a rebel with a cause, you know?
Yeah, I'm just like not. I have to be so drunk to like bust out a move. But other than that, I'm not a dancer.
So my future husband loves dancing.
Wow.
He was on Dancing with the Stars Ireland.
Oh, right.
You can YouTube it if you want to have some fun with that. He was, let's just say he was so committed. He still talks about like the best time of his life. He did great and we're proud of him. However, at Daniel Genie's wedding, we were like dancing on concrete and he was like, this is hurting my knees. We have to stop. And I was like, that's what happens when you're with a zaddy. And we love that for him. You can't accumulate wealth over a short period of time. Okay.
Craig has like one move and his love language is words of affirmation. So like every time he does it, I'm just like, oh my God, it's so good. But he literally is that meme when like a child is like, oh my God, watch me. And he does like one jump and it just like wastes my fucking time. And
look
he does,
what I can do.
Yeah. He like does like one spin move and I'm just like, I have things to do. Like,
are you getting better at words of affirmation? Because I feel like that doesn't come naturally to you.
It doesn't.
You literally like have never even told your dog that it's cute. So it's like, it's hard for me to envision this. I feel like you set a reminder on your phone. Like, tell Craig he's amazing.
Yeah, tell him that I still like him. No, actually, he said I am getting better.
My thing is, Des and I are so sarcastic that we have trouble.
Yeah, and Craig is like, Craig can take a certain amount of sarcasm and like, I'm like, no, I do really like you. And he's like, you don't act like it sometimes. So there's like a meter and sometimes I go right over the line.
Ew, if you were too nice to me, I'd be like, okay, you fake bitch. Why don't you turn into a fake two-faced bitch?
I said something the other day to him that was like so mean that like right when it came out of my mouth, I was like, I'm sorry.
Side note, I talked about Diet Coke and how like I posted a video about the Diet Coke addiction that no one talks about.
Yeah.
And you wrote hate, agree?
I fucking hate Diet Coke.
People, no one's ever ordered just one Diet Coke. They order like 17,000 Diet Cokes.
I just feel like if you're going to drink the soda, and I have like such a soda addiction, if you're going to drink it,
drink it for real.
Yeah, don't try and be like the skinny version of it. So true. Annoying.
It's like ordering a skinny Mark. Like,
just do it. You're already halfway there. Just fucking finish it.
But people be like, there's no calories in it. Like,
there are, though. I don't believe that.
You think they're just lying?
Yeah, they're straight up lying. Like, there's no way you're drinking the sugar. And they say there's no sugar.
And I'm like, then what? What's in it then? Because it's probably worse than both those things. I said heroin has no sugar or calories. That's not great.
No, and also soda is like the worst thing you can put in your body. And I have one Coca-Cola a day.
Do you really? Keeps you going. I mean, it's like your coffee.
Pretty much. Yeah, I fucking love Coca-Cola.
You are just the epitome of balance, and I don't want to get your head big, but
am I? You just got. I mean, I just do skin routines and then like eat Burger King.
Eat bad food.
And like, why am I breaking out? Now
that I fixed my pimples, I'm going to give myself more pimples. But I feel like you're always testing. I also have been addicted to getting a vanilla latte from Starbucks.
Okay.
But I get the like cold foam on top because I thought it was just like foam. And then I realized like it's fully whipped cream and they just call it cold foam. And then I realized I've been just like snorting whipped cream to the face for like 3 weeks. And I was wondering why I was like feeling gassy all the time. Then I was like,
you're supposed to be dairy free.
It says foam. I didn't know it was whipped. Why don't they just call Starbucks is so fucking annoying. Call it what it is. Stop speaking your own language like you're better than people.
Starbucks is also so fucking fattening. Like, I don't get sugar in my coffee anymore because I'm just like, I have other things to eat. My mom was like,
you're drinking a milkshake every morning. And I was like,
no, literally.
Not that it's bad to drink a milkshake. It's just I thought I was being the epitome of health, getting cold foam on my latte.
Oh, my God.
Like, literally epitome of health. And I was getting the venti.
Just picturing you like walking in and ordering at Starbucks, and I don't know why it makes me laugh so hard.
The woman was like, Jesus Christ.
Okay, next, I've been dying to talk about this because I know that you love a fucking surgery, like people changing their faces, and
I know what you're about to say, and I've been waiting for this moment.
This is kind of like part of front page news. Bella Hadid like admitted to some of her, not all, but credit where credit's due.
1%
admitted to some of her plastic surgery and said she regrets getting a nose job at 14 years old. Before we even start talking about this, how come Yolanda Hadid has not been put into like psychiatric therapy? Because at 14 years old, that's fucking insane.
So not to like, I'm trying to understand Yolanda, because I come from like a sports family where like my family sent me to tennis academy at 14. That's fucking crazy, but that's just like what you did. They're a professional modeling family, so I feel like she was like, okay, ugly duckling, you better fix yourself, because the only way to be successful is being pretty. Like, they're only, I mean, that's, and Bella Hadid said she felt like she was the ugly sister or whatever. And then they have all those clips of Yolanda telling Gigi like not to eat things, and Gigi's like, can I have cake on my birthday? And she's like, Gigi, you know that's not good for you.
Yeah, I w- no.
Okay, I, less than that. Eat it, but then like
don't eat it.
Don't eat
it. Just smell it.
Smell it and then blow your nose.
There is a clip from Housewives that has haunted me to this day. Gigi is like getting ready for a photo shoot, and like her mom and Yolanda's like asking her about the photo shoot or something, and Gigi says like, I'm just so excited for the food that I'm gonna eat after this. And like, it makes me so uncomfortable because, like, yeah, I get fucking pumped up when I know there's, like, a good meal coming my way. But, like, I just couldn't, like, relate to it. Like, my mom thinks that I don't eat. Like, my dad will call me on a daily basis and be like, when's the last time you had steak? And I'm like, what? Like, I don't know.
This is based on, like, a career thing that happens to be, like, a bigger issue with the industry. That, like, if you want to be a model, you have to be skinny. It's like, if you want to be a wrestler, you have to be a certain weight. Like, the wrestlers at Wisconsin would literally eat watermelon for 3 days to hit a weight. It's fucked up, but it was like part of the industry. And, you know, anyway, when you're 14, your face is not fully formed.
Wow, now I'm craving watermelon. No, you're not even fully, like, your face is still changing.
I had too much acne to even know what my face looked like at 14.
I mean, that had to have been also just like the psychological implications of, like, because at 14 you're not calling and making the appointment and you're not like paying for it. So that was like directly her mom being like, let's do this. And I couldn't imagine my mom saying anything other than I'm stunning, gorgeous, perfect, beautiful. Like,
I don't want to be mad at Bella because she's such a victim of society, but it's also like, why did you feel like you were that ashamed that you want to lie about your face? And what sucks is that she was hurt, but then you're hurting other women who are looking at your face and thinking that's how they should look when you've had thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars work on your face.
I just don't get not admitting it.
Yeah, I think because she's ashamed and she regrets the work she got done at such an early age. Also, lately, honestly, I'm annoyed at Kim too.
Why? Oh my god, why?
Her body.
You just think it looks so weird.
When you speak of someone outside the industry, like. It was like one of my mom's friends went up to me and she was like, what's with Kim Kardashian's body? Why does it look like that? And I was like, oh, it's fake. And she was like, what? And then like we just take it for granted, like that's her body. But like the world is looking at it being like, and I love that they've helped change the idea of beauty to not be like stick skinny, that there's a range. And I love that for them. But their curves are not attainable either.
Not at all. Not at all.
How do you have an ass that fat with thighs that little and no pooch?
Yeah, no. You need to have a little stomach. A little stomach makes your ass better.
Negatively affecting women's brains. Sorry. I shouldn't apologize. I'm not apologizing.
Don't apologize. And also, I feel like it's being with like a partner that... Like, I feel like even if you don't want to admit it, like, whoever you're dating at the time really does impact what you think about yourself. And, like, it shouldn't, but, like, it's inevitable. Like, it does. And I've had boyfriends before where I've hated my entire body, my entire face, like, what my hair looks like. And then you get into a relationship where, like, they think you are the most perfect human being ever.
The cat's
and like
pajamas.
Literally the cat's pajamas. And like, I feel like her being with Pete, I feel like maybe some of that is going to change.
Your person's a mirror for you. And she even said that Kanye was dressing her and stuff. And I do have to make a statement on Giggly Squad. Kanye needs to fucking stop.
I mean,
Kanye, this is abuse. This is... I think that it's like narcissistic control behavior. She wants out of the relationship. Leave her the fuck alone.
It's also just like terrifying. Like I always say this too, you know, when you see a couple that like fights in public, that like anytime I see a couple fighting in public, I mean, obviously I'm watching, I'm picking sides, I'm like getting the tea. But I then get immediately...
You're playing Leave Get Out by JoJo.
But then I immediately get sad because I'm like, damn, if they feel comfortable enough to do this in front of other people, or like we're sitting at like a dinner table and like I can hear you from my dinner table, I can't imagine what it's like being in the confines of like your home together.
Oh, well, I think it was Bethany Franco's talking out about this a lot. And she said that Kim's going to come out with like a story, like a book one day being
Absolutely.
Like, this is what it was really like to be in that relationship. And what he's doing is a guy who's lost control of the woman.
Yep.
And it sucks and it hurts. And I know he's heartbreaking. I know he's suffering from a lot of things. But this is why women are afraid to leave.
Right.
This is why women are scared of getting out of certain relationships. Because you'd
but
rather
how about
just
Pete?
Stay in it than deal with this shit.
How about Pete texting him?
Pete isn't scared of anyone.
Anyone.
Pete's from New York.
Yep.
And Pete, like, lost his dad at a young age. Pete deals with his own fucking depression. Pete has nothing to lose. Pete's, I mean, like, I'm gonna be here.
Him sending the picture and being like, in bed with your wife, I lost my mind.
Savage. Like, savage. You're savage. Right. What other front page news do you have before we get into all the shit we're watching?
That's it.
Easy peasy. You wrote, this is a Pamela Anderson Stan podcast.
This is a Pamela Anderson Stan podcast, and I...
This is a Garth Brooks and Pam Anderson Stan podcast.
I finished Pam and Tommy.
You didn't like it at first, right?
I didn't like it. I just thought, okay... I thought the acting was, like, okay, and I was really just watching because I loved watching Lily James. Like, I just... was obsessed with all of her looks. I have a crush on
Stan Sebastian, or whatever the fuck that guy's name is. I have a crush.
I do too now. Like, and I know there's probably so much more, like, volatile things that happen in their relationship. So I don't want to, like, glorify that they did definitely have, like, some sort of toxic relationship.
Yeah.
But I genuinely think they would have stayed together if the sex tape, like, wasn't as huge as it was. And he never really understood how it impacted her so much differently, yeah, because she is a woman. Like, I don't think she could get past that he couldn't understand that it really is so different. And she's so fucking nice. She was so, like, wanted to just, like, be an actress and, like, have this career. And this sex tape literally just ruined her. And to think that, like, someone stole it and put it out because they were mad at Tommy Lee, and, like, ugh, it just impacted her. Like, it was just such dominoes of karma. And I just fucking love her. And if when she comes out with her show, or if she does anything, like, I love her. And then I was Googling her, like, all of her relationships, like, have never really worked out. I just felt bad because I feel like she is just like she was just like a normal girl from Canada who happened to be smoking fucking hot.
Yeah. But, like, so sweet. This is our mental health moment. I learned about it on TikTok. One of the top things that cause issues in relationships is when you don't acknowledge your partner's feelings.
Yes. Yes. Because
in relationships, you can't, you have your feelings, they have their feelings, and sometimes they just want to be heard.
Yeah.
And in this particular situation, she wasn't mad that Tommy couldn't fix it. She was mad that Tommy couldn't, like, at least empathize with her.
Yes.
But also, this was back in the fucking 90s, where even though that's when we were born, it was such a different time where they literally were like, this,
I mean, look at no Kim rights. Look at Kim. She made a $1 billion company off of it. She's the most famous person in the world. Pamela was ended.
Her whole career was ended because of it.
What is the word? To piggyback off of that mental health moment, I saw this thing. I don't know where it was. It was either on, like, TikTok or Instagram. You know, one of, like, the news stations. Mm-hmm. One of the social media news. And they did a study with couples that, like, acknowledging the small things in a relationship are what make couples last. So, like, if you're driving in the car with your boyfriend, husband, fiance, whatever, and he says, oh my God, look at this bird, and you just, like, you look and you acknowledge what he's, like, talking about. And,
yes.
And they stay together longer than people who just, like, are just like, yeah, okay. Like, even though it's, yes, like, a stupid little thing. So I, like, actively all the time when Craig says, like, dumb shit, I'm just like, oh my God, what?
There's nothing more empty feeling than when you say something little and someone doesn't acknowledge it.
Right.
You're not there. And all a relationship is being there for someone.
And I totally
to solve their problems.
I totally understand the, like, if you're in a relationship with someone, like, that is your best friend. That is who you tell everything to. You talk about everything with them. So, like, if you're feeling depressed or anxious, I don't want you to, like, give me a solution. I want you to let me, like, vent and be like, I totally got it. Like,
you want to feel safe in your feelings.
Yeah. And it's just, people that are, like, fixers all the time, they mean well, but it's like, no, just listen to me complain about this bitch and then, like, agree with it, and then I can move on too.
But it also is crazy that's how sometimes an external event in your relationship that you guys can't handle well together can hurt it so bad. But I do think when you're meant to be, like, that external stuff can't break you. But they do say that they were, like, they're always, like, still in love with each other.
I know. Which kind of sucks for Tommy Lee's current wife.
She's not happy.
I mean, I wouldn't be happy either. But I don't, like, I think, because they did try and, like, rekindle.
Yeah.
And then something happened with their son and Tommy Lee. And Pamela is, like, so for her kids. Like, mm-hmm. she's like, I don't give a shit. I do think that you can have, like, a great love in your life that you will never forget. And you love that relationship and you love that person. But mm-hmm. you, like, get older. You're in a different stage. Like, you think about things differently. And it just wouldn't work out. But that doesn't mean that that person wasn't, like, a great yes. love of your life.
I also think they loved partying together.
Yeah.
A lot. And he was into drugs and all that stuff. And it's not easy when there's all that external shit. And also, like, fame is hard. Yeah. And there was that crazy scene where they're just trying to, like, get a hotel room.
Yeah.
And
it was scary. Tough. Yeah, it was really scary.
And you just felt like she was already so exposed and so violated, and like there was just no freedom for her. But yeah, we highly recommend Pam and Tommy on Hulu. Now, okay, I did go crazy one night, and you guys have been asking for a list of dope documentaries. I attempted to put one together.
I saw that on Instagram. I was like, she just put in so much work.
It was, I mean, I will, whatever the gigglers want, the gigglers get. And I give them what they want. It's on a highlight reel on my Instagram.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, gigglers, I want to tell you not to panic the next time you have to buy someone the perfect gift. Have you tried gift mode on Etsy? First of all, let me just say, I get a lot of things on Etsy just in general, but it's so perfect for gifting because everything is so personalized and tailored to the person you're shopping for. If you haven't tried gift mode on Etsy, then definitely give it a try because it absolutely takes the stress out of gifting and you find the perfect item. All you have to do is tap gift mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com, answer a few short questions like who you're shopping for, what they like, what are their interests, and gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I personally like gifting myself. So if you're a fashionista, I always like to type in things like 60s fashion, or if I'm looking for a specific mini skirt, and it pops up just the most perfect curated things for myself that I gift to myself. But it's also great if you have someone in your family who's a cooking lover and you can get personalized charcuterie boards. It's perfect for everyone. So whether you need a housewarming gift or a birthday present for someone who loves pickleball, gift mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem. aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. I love that it's warmer weather. I love when the seasons change because the outfits change. And now we can say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and t-shirts. Quince always has your lineup of timeless pieces that keep you looking effortlessly chic all year long. I loved their cashmere sweaters this winter, but now it's all about their European linen dresses. Their blouses and shorts are $30. Washable silk tank tops are timeless. And they also have 14 karat gold jewelry and so much more. I actually bought all of Craig's curtains in his living room from Quince probably like a month ago and were absolutely obsessed. The best part about Quince is all their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/giggly for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/giggly to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/giggly.
Let's begin, because I've been watching a lot of shit. Did you watch The Dropout?
Yeah. Well, I'm on episode 4.
The Dropout with... You wrote, I have so much to say. I watched this documentary when it came out a while. You need to watch the actual
documentary. I watched it on HBO. Oh, you watched it. Okay.
Can I do my Elizabeth Holmes impression?
I would love if you did.
Okay, my name is Elizabeth Holmes. And I did go to Stanford for a year, and I'm smarter than everyone, and I'm going to create something that's going to change the world, and I am having an affair.
First of all, that was spot on. Second of all, her voice is fake.
Yeah, that's the funniest part. Are you not impressed with Amanda Seyfried?
I am very impressed by her.
Seyfried? Seyfried? Are we not impressed?
Amanda Seyfried?
You nailed it.
I am very impressed.
SNL, let's go.
I'm not going to lie. The first episode, I was like, I don't know if I believe her in this role, but I'm going to give it a shot. By episode 3, I was like, she is Elizabeth
Holmes.
Whenever
I just think she's about, it's about to rain and she's going to touch her tit and be like, there's a 70% chance it's already raining.
Oh my God, that is her. I see, when I look at her, I always think she's about to cry.
Or she's gonna sing in Mia Mama, Mia Mia.
What is going on with your words today?
Words are fucking hard.
Okay, so give me your
incredible story.
Your first initial thoughts.
I was skeptical because I watched the documentary, and it was so good because you actually learned more than the documentary about some of her like inner relationships and how things got started and how people really felt about her, and. This is like scam artist day on Giggly Squad, because this is just the beginning of it. But hers is a thin line between scam artist and like being obsessed with being successful and not. Yeah, people's obsession with success. So it's less, it's more self-hate versus wanting to hurt other people, where like Anna Delvey was similar, but like was blatantly hurting other people. But Elizabeth Holmes blatantly hurt other people when. Her product isn't working, the healthcare doesn't do its job, but then people die.
I, not to give away spoilers, but like, whatever. This
it's been out
podcast.
For 3 years. Yeah. It's a real story. Get over it.
There is a moment in the show that I think is a very pivotal moment, and it's after the Christmas party when she's throwing up in the parking lot, and she says to him, I don't feel things the way other people feel things. And he says, I know. And I was like,
and then he literally weaponizes her.
Yes. And I was like shook by that moment. He's crazy. He's terrifying. And I'm like thinking about it and I'm like, okay, yeah, she like lied to so many people. But like as she was doing this, people were telling her like, just get the money because like it doesn't have to be perfect. And like the money will help you make it perfect. So I feel like she was just being like, okay, the more money I get, then like the product really will work.
Yeah.
And I feel like she truly did believe that, that it would work. But she got so obsessed with just like the money part of it rather than the actual science of it. And then I was thinking, what if she had taken all of this energy and became a murderer? You know, like I'm happy that it went this way rather than her just because she's obviously a sociopath. She doesn't have feelings. She was practicing in the mirror like how to say hi to people.
You're right.
Like her brain just doesn't work.
But I also think this is a great example of when you want to do something, it cannot be result oriented. Like her whole thing was, I want to be a billionaire.
Yeah.
If you just want to be a billionaire, you make bad decisions.
Get an OnlyFans.
You're not actually happy. Start an OnlyFans. Yeah, so this girl, because she's so obsessed with being a billionaire, lies about stuff. You have to enjoy the journey. If she actually loved the product, she would have been really invested in making the best product possible and wouldn't have said yes to all this money bullshit. But yeah, start a fucking OnlyFans. Put your feet out there and call it a day.
And like, here, not to knock, because I feel like there are obviously like geniuses who are super young, but like this bitch was in boardrooms at 19 years old. Like that's insane. And I do give her credit for being so mature. Like she's such an old soul.
I feel like they made her seem a little nicer than what I've gathered from like other interviews where like I feel like she was more of an asshole as a leader that they didn't show.
Yeah.
But seeing her evolve and then seeing how she's like taking private jets and like telling people I can't pick up and running away from stuff, you see how you can change as a human the way she talked. And she wanted that rich life, which we said in the beginning of the podcast does not make you happy and low-key will drive you crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just think like her relationship with him was so Stockholm-y because her parents, like when her dad was in the hospital and she like went to see him, like she wanted to love him and he was like, leave. Like
he's like, I spent my tuition money on your company, leave. And then when she told the mom, I think I might want to do this, the mom was like, you have to do it. That's all you are.
Yeah. And she was like, I just don't understand you. Like that's why she ended up with this guy, because her parents honestly kind of seem like assholes.
Yeah. But I do love all these more in-depth reasons that you see how someone becomes how they are. But you're right, that was like,
and the whole thing when she
tried
was at
to
college,
help the world, but in like an ego way. It wasn't like I really want to help people. It's like I want to help people so people think I'm God.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Have you watched Bad Vegan?
No, I haven't yet. That is on my list, and Life and Beth is on my list.
So Bad Vegan was one of those things that it was getting so popular that I started to be like, I don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
But I did. And let me tell you, I'm so happy I did. Can I tell you guys what it's about?
Yeah.
You might have heard about it. There was this like raw vegan food restaurant that all the celebrities went to in New York City.
I definitely didn't hear about it.
You're like, ooh, that algorithm missed me.
Ooh.
So everyone was in it. Everyone loved it. She actually like low-key almost dated Alec Baldwin. She was the owner of it. She's so successful. You see her doing like interviews and shit. She's a badass.
What's it called with the restaurant?
It was called like Pure Food and Wine or something.
Stupid.
She was dating a famous chef. I know, not a great name. Not great branding, but
okay.
Not great stuff happened, believe me. So she meets this dude who was tweeting at Alec Baldwin. So that's a red flag. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she meets him and the guy's a con artist and everyone around her can kind of see it. They find out he's been arrested. He changed his name, all this stuff. So
I love a name change.
Yeah. It's giving Tinder swindler. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, we've seen this before. It gets real crazy. So she's vegan and she's into like astrology and like yoga and all that shit. She's a little woo-woo. This guy creates his own cult of just him and her. And he convinces her she has to do things for them to hit their ultimate happy ever after.
And it's called Giggly Squad.
We go subscribe, rate, review, and you too will reach heaven.
Like, what were some of the things he was making her do?
He basically calls them like the people or something. I forget, but he's like, they're not going to be happy and they're testing you. And sometimes he starts off where it's like making her a better person, but then inevitably the people start asking for wire transfers. So she starts paying him thousands of dollars, and he's like, it's life is not about money, you have to understand that money is nothing. And she's like, but I have to pay my employees. And he's like, no, everything's fake, nothing's real in this life, we just have to get past these things so that we can be in forever eternal happiness. And then people are saying, was she kind of like in it because she married him for money, and she like fully admitted it, she thought he was really rich and could save her from some debt, and then just wanted overall happiness. Long story short, she can't pay her employees. She's giving him all the money. They leave together. They run away together. But then she's like locked in a hotel room with him.
Oh my God.
And like they're out. But she's in trouble too, because it's her business that she's not paying. So all the press is like, this woman is horrible. She didn't pay her employees and went on the run, and she owes investors money, when realistically she's in this like cult relationship. And he's keeping her kind of hostage.
The men are ruining our lives.
I'm watching too many documentaries, because then Des will call me and I'll be like, what do you want? And he's like, I love you, I miss you, babe. And I'm like.
And you're like, do you want my bank account number? Because no. If your enemies are after you, lose my number.
But for real, men, when girls are like, I hang out with guys because they're less drama. What?
They're terrifying humans.
Kanye? Putin? Do I have to continue? The Tinder Swindler?
Who appears seriously on Cameo? How insane is that? Wait, I mean, is Elizabeth Holmes in jail?
I don't know. I'm a little confused on that. But basically, scammers are like in right now, and it's kind of annoying, because I feel like people are going to do things now to get it, like this like fame and attention as a scammer. Because there's low-key this like, oh, I'm smarter than people.
I was just going to say that. You have to be so smart to be a scammer. Like, I wouldn't even know.
No, it's not smart. It's sociopathic, I think. You have to be sick to be a scammer. You have to be sick. You have to be you have to be lying so bad that you like start believing your lies.
That's so crazy. Like, just to like hustle someone, I would be nervous.
And what sucks about all these people is they're all super charming.
Yeah. But I feel like Elizabeth Holmes.
I was about to say, except Elizabeth Holmes.
Wasn't,
like,
but she was a really good salesperson.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Which leads me to my next show called We Crashed, which is Apple TV with Jared Leto and Anne Hathaway. Jared Leto crushes this. It just came out 2 days ago. I told you guys about the WeWork documentary, which I highly recommend you watch. This is them acting it out, and it is so fucking good. Ryan Serhant actually proposed it to me, mm-hmm. and I downloaded Apple TV and everything. 3-month trial right now for free, but then they're going to charge me. $4.99. Damn it! It is so good, because it's, again, a guy who just like...
I love how millennials are like, oh my God, we don't watch regular TV. We will not pay for regular TV. And I'm literally paying like $70 a month for everyone in my family's like Netflix account.
Well, you're like, I already paid this. Why not this? And next thing you know, you're like, why am I paying $7,000?
Because you see like $3.99. I'm like, yeah, obviously I'm going to get fucking Hulu. And then you get your bill and you're just like, what's going on?
And then you're just like renting random shit. And then you're yelling at Delta because they don't have a TV because you're so addicted to watching. Anyway, this is my own problem.
It's a whole thing.
But I think this scammer generation stems from the millennials. I'm not trying to be like a boomer right now, but you know how millennials were raised like all your dreams can come true, and like you don't have to do the corporate ladder, and like me and you, we love being entrepreneurs. Some people take it too far where they're like, I'm gonna be the next Steve Jobs. Also, like, how people go, you have to be crazy. When people tell you no, you have to keep pushing.
Yeah.
You have to be. So this guy is fucking crazy at WeWork, getting all these investors and all this shit, and then just spending all the money on himself. And it's all stemmed from wanting to be like Steve Jobs.
Yeah. Elizabeth Holmes
wanted to be like Steve Jobs. And it's like, he's a particular genius. You guys are fucking sociopath, narcissist, crazy people. And I'm not trying to name call anyone, but they're pretty valid.
I don't want to put this in the universe, but like, what if you have a child and you just like realize that they're a sociopath?
Oh my God.
No, like, it's so scary to me. Like, I worry about having like a daughter who like doesn't want to do ballet, but really I should worry about her being a sociopath and like.
Wait, do you remember that scary movie called Orphan?
Yeah.
Where they adopted that girl who's actually like a 47-year-old woman in a tiny girl's body who yeah. like wanted to murder everyone.
Yeah.
That's my biggest fear.
Like your child's like, just gonna walk out and like wanna murder you.
That's such a good movie though, that like you start realizing that your kid might be a serial killer or like might become a cult leader.
Yeah, and it's just like it's just people are born the way they're born. Like, I truly, not to get like scientific, but the whole like nature versus nurture thing, like,
I mean, this is a science podcast, so continue.
This is a science, this is a Pamela Anderson science podcast.
So apparently,
I really do believe in like nature versus nurture. I truly believe that you are born the way you are born, and that is how you're going to be. But like, your surroundings can influence certain personality traits. But I feel like if you're born an asshole, you will always be an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, and sometimes you might not be an asshole, but your core is an asshole.
Well, you see kids in kindergarten, there's like the bullies.
Yeah.
There's like, and there's the kids who will stand up to the bullies.
Yeah.
And then there's the kids who are always getting bullied.
Yep.
And that wasn't because they chose it. That's like in their gut.
It's just
that's
in
just
them.
Who you are. Oh my God. Now I have another irrational fear to worry about that's going to keep me up at night.
Irrational. When I worked at ABC News, my boss had a daughter and she still has a daughter, but her daughter at the time was like 7 years old and I had to bring her to a birthday party one time. Besides the fact that the moms were so rude to me because they thought that I was the nanny and I wanted to be like, hold on to your husbands, ladies.
I am the number one assistant. I am the number one assistant.
I was like, how dare you? Like, I'm not trying to come in here and like nanny your kids either. I don't even want to nanny this one right now for
You're
2 hours.
I don't even know how to nanny.
Yeah. And like, I don't know why she requested me to bring her to this party. I hate children. No, but her daughter was adorable. And I used to pick her up from school and like, she had to go to this birthday party. My boss couldn't take her, so I took her and I stayed with her at the birthday party. And so I'm watching these like 7-year-old girls, and it was so insane to see them interact with each other because I could immediately pick out, like, you're getting pregnant in high school. You're a fucking bitch. Like, you don't know what's going on. Lights are off in your brain. But, like, it's just how they're born. Like, one was just, like, a little bit more sexually overt than all the other 7-year-olds. And my boss's daughter wanted to play with, like, puppies and markers. Mm-hmm. And I was like, stay just like this. Like, you're adorable.
And but, we like, can use this for positives. As in, like, whenever I feel off in life, I'm always like, who was Hannah when she was 7? Like, what did she like to do? And honestly, what I like to do was I like to paint. I like to run around and I like to make people laugh. Like, I just like to make silly faces and make jokes. Yep. So yeah. It's like, I like to create now.
Mm-hmm.
I like to do comedy. What was the other thing I like to do? Nap? Yeah, I like napping.
I never opposed to napping. Like, I was
you
not
You loved
that
your outfits right out of the womb.
Oh my God, right out of the womb, I loved them. I would literally sit in my mom's closet. She'd be like, have to come find me because I would just look at her shoes. And I used to read American Girl doll books when they would show you hair tutorials. Bitch, I was doing hair tutorials
that is
before it was
wild.
A thing. And I would copy the pictures. Wild. Yeah.
I used to also fight bullies. Like, I was like the bully fighter.
Wow. Like, I had a girl that I stuck up for in 4th grade on the bus.
Yeah.
Like, one random day, and I didn't really even remember it. And when we graduated 8th grade, she came up to me and said something about it. And I never forgot it. And I was like, oh my God, like, you are so welcome. I forgot what it was.
I have apparently when I was younger, this is actually so typical me now that I think about it. This guy was like really cute Irish boy. Mm-hmm. His name was James. And he was dyslexic. And for whatever reason, the teacher was making us do full presentations in front of parents of like what we wrote and like in front of this big board. And he was like clearly struggling to read. Yeah. And out of nowhere, boy crazy, I stood up and went to the front and held his hand.
Stop it, Hannah.
Helped him read, which is like now gonna make me cry.
And but,
like,
that was just born in you.
That was born in me, but I also realized, like, I also later on did corner him and kiss him, and I got in trouble for that. So sexual I don't know what my assault. Motives were for helping him, but we helped the man when he needed
you whispered,
it.
You whispered, you're like now we're dating.
Yeah, also, like, what crazy person is like, I'm going to stand up, even though it's not my turn, to, like, help this right. person. I loved attention at a very young age. But anyway, long story short, when you feel off in life, it's clouded by like the filters and the bullshit society puts on you. Go back to who you were when you were raw. And if you were a shitty human, I don't know.
Yeah, we're not the pod for you.
But I do think, back in the day when you're pure, like, could you be, are kids, I guess some kids are assholes.
Kids are assholes.
But the gigglers are not. I'm telling you, I've met so many gigglers traveling. The gigglers are our people, and they are us. Like, the gigglers are us.
My mom has a saying that assholes produce assholes. So, like, if you're an asshole, your child's probably going to be an asshole. So I'm not that worried for us.
And that goes down to making decisions with the guy you're going to be with.
Yes.
Like, if he's an asshole to you,
yeah,
your kid's going to be an asshole to you. Do you want to deal with two assholes in the household?
And if he's an asshole to his mom, you're next, sis.
Large flame squirt. By the way, last comedy gig, I was in Charlotte. It was so much fun. This girl put up her big words on her thing. Oh. It said small claims court.
It goes for everything. Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorn. Thorn takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally, plus they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorn makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorn, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorn is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/giggly squad and use code giggly squad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/giggly squad, code giggly squad for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/giggly squad, code giggly squad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code GIGGLY to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Like, see you in court.
Okay, I have two left.
Okay.
This next one is really intense. And it's really good. It's called Phoenix Rising. I think it's HBO Max. And it's the whole story of Evan Rachel Wood exposing her relationship with Marilyn Manson. You're welcome.
Oh my God. But wait, what's it on? What's it on?
Wild. I'm going to double check for us because I want to make sure I'm giving the right information to everyone. Phoenix Rising.
I love when girls have boy names.
Oh, it's on Hulu. It's on Hulu. Okay. So Evan Rachel Wood has always been like very cool and mysterious, right?
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
Yeah.
So she's been soft launching the fact that she was in a very abusive relationship.
Yeah.
Like she was like, she didn't want to say the name.
We love a soft launch no matter what it is.
Because she wanted to come out when she was comfortable. And now she's on full blast of like everything that happened in her relationship. But Marilyn is coming back full force with a lawsuit of defamation, and it's like very tense right now because you basically watch her whole process. You watch other women saying, I've had this similar experience with him, and then he has his people being like, this is not a thing. So it's kind of like this awkward situation right now, but she goes in depth of the like emotional and physical abuse she dealt with, and he started with her when he was 37 and she was 18.
No. That's like the Elizabeth Holmes thing. She was 19 and he was like whatever in his 30s, like late 30s.
I do have to say,
it's so like, uncomfy.
There's something very like, you remember us when we were 18? What did we care about? Like what did we talk about? Like
I actually don't remember what I was like at 18. Like I was a freshman in college. I don't know, a literal idiot.
We're young, 29, 30-year-olds. What would we talk to an 18-year-old about?
Nothing. Literally nothing. Anyone, like, 10 years younger than me, I don't know what to say to them.
But, like, there's a difference, like, if I'm 30 and, like, the guy I'm with is 40. But, like, right. When you're in your teens.
No.
Imagine going to dinner with a 19-year-old girl or boy.
No.
And this man's 37 having a full-on relationship, and she talks about the grooming.
I think it's once you're 20. I'm going to say once you're 25, it's more normal to date someone older than like 5 years older than you. But before 25, you have no idea day to day what's going on ever. Literally ever.
No, your brain is not fully formed.
No.
And then some people are like, okay, it's Marilyn Manson. What do you think you were going to get into? But Marilyn Manson is also like very charming and funny, which I didn't know about.
I just like, I don't know how you would even bring yourself to kiss him. Like
this
that.
Is the thing. He's a, he's like an intellectual, funny freak that like sees the world in a different way. Like, honestly, I get it. Also, he's tall.
He's tall.
He's very tall. Like, they really didn't talk about tall. That. But it is important. He's a tall man.
Well, he obviously like, and I'm guilty of this too. Like, I'm very attracted to people that can walk into a room and not say anything and kind of just like command the room. And he definitely has that. Well, one, because he looks psychotic, but like, he definitely has that like edge.
But the whole thing with him is people thought it was like very performative what he's doing. Is he a good person pretending to be a monster?
Or is he a good witch hiding? Or a bad witch?
Is he a good witch or a bad witch?
I don't know why that just came to my brain.
Or is he a wolf hiding in wolf's clothing?
A wolf hiding in wolf's... Oh, wow. I see what you did there. Yeah.
Isn't that intense?
Yeah. Okay, so, and that's on Hulu. Wow, we have a lot of shows to watch. Honestly, thank
finally,
God.
Finally.
I was in a funk.
Girl, I am back in action. I'm a big Amy Schumer fan. I love Amy Schumer. She's been very inspirational to me. And she's finally back out with a show.
Yeah, I'm excited to start that.
Have you watched it at all?
No, because I've been on The Dropout.
I watched the first episode and it's good. I feel like she's getting her rhythm back. Mm-hmm. But like, no one's like Amy, and it's like refreshing to have her on my screen.
Yeah.
Michael Rappaport is on it, and a lot of my comedy friends are on it, which is pretty cool.
Oh my God.
Rosebud Baker's on it.
One of your friends is on Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Oh my God, Elise Morales.
Yes. She is like the assistant. I was like, I was watching it and I was like, I know that I know this girl.
We're
and
just like so industry now. Like, we can't watch anything without seeing people, you
yeah.
know?
I'm just like, oh my God.
We live in LA basically.
God, no.
Guys, thank you for giggling with us. Tell us all the feedback on the shows that you're watching / we're going to Boston this weekend.
Oh my God, we're going to Boston. I'm literally so fucking excited because Boston sold out in literally 3 seconds. So
we have two
shows. I know the energy is up.
Do you know we have two shows?
Yeah, I know. It's like kind of insane.
We have to like not black out the first show. I know I said we, but we know what I was talking about.
Yeah, no, I know. I won't black out.
Or we fully commit to the blackout.
Yeah, possibly.
And we go all the way through and yeah. see where the night takes us.
We'll just see what happens.
So Boston, we'll see you on Saturday. And we love you guys so much. Talk to you and giggle with you later.
Bye.